Turn with us to the book of James. Start reading chapter 1, verse 9. We've studied for a long time on the wisdom of God, and like I said, we're always going to be studying on the wisdom of God every time we open this Bible to read. Brother Mike, if you would lead us in prayer, again.
Father, we love you tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for overshadowing us.
Yes, Jesus.
Another day, God, in your house, Lord. God, we come before you, Lord. We need you, Lord. God, we hunger, Lord, to hear the word of God tonight.
Help us,
pray,
Lord.
God, you'd open our hearts, God. Lord, you, God, minister, God, to every need here in this house tonight, Lord. God, we pray for your blessings, Lord. Help Brother Lee, God, we pray, oh Lord, in Jesus' name.
Bible says in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 9, says, let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as a flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perishes. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. We'll be talking, trying to teach a little bit tonight about the riches of the world and the things of this old world and what the Bible says about those things. It's not a popular thing because, truth be known, everybody wants to be rich. You know, we got in our mind and stuff, you know, this old feeble mind that we have that if we're rich and wealthy, that'll solve all our problems. But you know, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I believe that the more of the world that you have and the less of Jesus that you have, the more trouble that you have. But we're going to read about what the scripture says here about the riches of the world. The Bible says, and I want you to notice in verse 11, talking about fading away, he says, so also shall the rich man fade away. Listen to what the Bible says now. In his ways. Now, it didn't say in the Lord's ways, and I'm going to tell you something about that. Being rich is not being a Christian. It's not saying that you're not a Christian. Because the Bible says in verse 17 of chapter 1, it said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So the Bible tells me that every good gift, everything that we've got, comes from the Lord. It's a blessing from the Lord. And people, I'm going to tell you something. I believe in all my heart that we're not thankful enough for the blessings that the Lord bestows upon us. Because the Lord is good to each and every one of us. I mean, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. We're sitting here in the church house tonight. We could be in a hospital with a loved one that's close to death. We could be a funeral home with a loved one that has passed away, but God has blessed us tonight to gather in His house to worship and praise His holy name, because He is worthy of all the worship. He's worthy of all the praise and everything that is owed and due to Him tonight. I'd like for us to look in the book of Matthew. We're going to be skipping around a lot tonight. Let's go to the book of Matthew in chapter 7. Now, we're talking about riches, and I want to talk about prayer for just a little bit, and praying for things that we'd like to have. And like I said, riches depend on the person and how you're going to handle what God has blessed you with. Because the Bible said, what about the rich man? It said he'd fade away in his ways, not the ways of the Lord. He'd fade away in his ways. If we give the Lord credit and honor for all that He does for us, the Lord's going to take care of us. The Bible says right here in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, it said, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Now listen to what the scripture says. Or what man is there of you whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? Now listen to the scripture. He said, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven, listen now, give good things to them that ask him. Now the Bible says he's going to give you good things. Not going to give you things that you don't need. That's just like being a mama and a daddy. You got a little 6-year-old child and you got a pistol. I hope that you're not going to give a loaded pistol to that 6-year-old child and say, go play with it. The Bible says, if we then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto our children, how much more will the Father give good gifts to those that have give good gifts? He's not going to do something that's going to hurt us. He's going to do something because he loves us. He loves us. And I want us to pay attention to that right there. Verse 24, I want to read 24 through 27 too. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, Jesus speaking, and doeth them, I will liken to him a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened to a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. We have to listen to what God has to say to us. That's the reason it's so important for us to read God's Word on a daily basis. Every day that goes by, we need to read God's Word and try to have a time set aside that we can read with attentive ears. I know so many times I sit down to go read my Bible, and there's so many things of this old world running through my mind, it's unreal. But if you will sit down and take the time and pray and say, Lord, I've purposed this time in my heart. Help me, O Lord, to have ears to hear what you've got to say to me, Lord, because it's important in my daily walk, in my daily life, that you guide and direct me and that I hear what you've got to say, because what you've got to say is food to my soul. We need the Word of God in our lives every day. And the Word of God is going to take care of everything that we've got to deal with on a daily basis. It's going to take care of everything. There's not going to be one thing that's going to be left out. Let's go to the book of Matthew in chapter 19. Let's look at a rich man, as the Bible says, in his ways. Chapter 19, begin with verse 16. Behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Now I want you to listen to what this young man asked Jesus. Listen. He said, what good thing shall I do? Now, the Bible tells us there's none good, no, not one. But he was asking a question here. He said, what good thing shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And we all know that the only way to salvation is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. There's not a thing in this world we can do good that's going to make that path open for us. It's only through the blood. It's only through the blood. And I say again and I say, as long as I'm living, as long as I have breath in my lungs to breathe and a voice to speak, that it's only by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other way to salvation. No matter what man may say, it was God's plan to put Jesus on an old rugged cross. And he bled and died for our sins. And there's nothing else that's going to take care of it. Here he is. He said, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? Listen to Jesus. Now this is Jesus, the Son of God. God in the flesh. He said, why callest thou me good? Oh Lord, if we couldn't call Him good, what are we going to rest at tonight, people? What are we going to rest at? He said, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. And he saith unto him, which Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And the young man saith unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up, what lack I yet? And Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. He said, come and follow me. When the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Now we see right there an example of a rich man in his ways. The Bible says he had great possessions, and when Jesus told him to sell that he had, Jesus knew what was in his heart. He already knew. He said, sell what you've got and give to the poor. And he said, come and follow me. The Bible says that he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. He couldn't give them up, people. He couldn't give them up. That's something. Listen, we're living in a world today of compromise on every side. I mean, every side, compromise on every side. But I'm telling you, what was good in the beginning is still good today. What we've got to learn to do is settle in our hearts that we're going to follow the Lord, whatever it takes. Whatever He bids us to do, God help us, that we set our hearts and our mind upon the Lord and follow Him. For He's the only way. It's the truth and the life. Let's look in the book of Luke, chapter 19. Let's begin reading in verse 1. We're going to read about another rich man. This rich man had his ways too. I want to read the scripture there, what it says about this man named Zacchaeus. Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. This is what the Bible says, he was rich. You know, that's what I say about the scriptures. The scripture is not going to leave anything out. Every word in this Bible is there for a reason. It's there for a purpose. God wanted you to know Zacchaeus was rich. He wants you to know that this young man that we just read about was rich. And we're going to read about two different ways of man. He sought to see Jesus, who he was, and he could not for the press because he was little of stature. He ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. He wanted to see Jesus, people. He wanted to see him bad. You know, when we come to church on Sunday or Sunday night or Wednesday night, we ought to want to see the Lord bad. We ought to want to see him. We ought to live our lives every day, Brother Tim. We can see the Lord. God help us to set our eyes and our affections upon him. Because he's the only thing in this old world that can lead us and guide us and direct us and care for us and keep us. There's nothing else. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that's a sinner. Everybody's got an opinion, don't they? Everybody's got an opinion. Where's right or where's wrong? Lord, help us to keep his bumping lips quiet. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold." And Jesus said unto him, "This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which was lost." Now there's another rich man's ways. The Bible says the first one went away a sorrowful, for he had great possession. Zacchaeus had great possession, but he didn't go away sorrowful because he was looking for the Lord, church. You see what he was looking for? Now the rich young man, he came up to Jesus. He was looking for the Lord, but he wanted to know, "What can I do that I can inherit eternal life? What can I do? What can I do?" But Zacchaeus knew that there was nothing he could do except find Jesus. The Bible said he was looking for him, but he couldn't see him because he was a little old bitty man. But that didn't stop him. The Bible said he ran, he found him a tree, and he climbed up in, and all he was wanting to do was just see him. He just wanted to see Jesus, Brother Chuck. That's all he wanted. He said, "I want to see him." Oh, but the Lord stopped on the way. He said, "Zacchaeus, I want you to come down from there." He said, "Because I'm going to spend some time with you." And old Zacchaeus, he got a change of mind and a change of heart. He said, "Lord, I give half of what I got to the poor. And if I've done anybody wrong, I restore him fourfold." It was a different way for a different rich man. Praise the Lord for what God does to the soul of man. Let's look in the book of Luke in chapter 12. Beginning with verse 13. The Bible says, "And one of the company said unto him, 'Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me.'" Now see, here comes another man to the Lord, and all he's interested in is an inheritance. And Jesus said unto him, he said, "Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you?" And he said unto them, "Take heed and beware of covetousness or greed, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth." And he spake a parable unto them, saying, "The ground of a certain what rich man." We've got another rich man here, and got another way. He said, "Brought forth plentifully." Now this is a rich man, and he's planted his crops. The Bible says they brought forth plentifully. He's got even more. See, but this man is looking only at what he's got and not who has provided these things for him. See, that's where we fail short. Listen, we go home and we got a dry place to lay our head. Thank the Lord. We got food on our table that we can eat. Thank the Lord. We got raiment and clothing to wear. Thank the Lord. We've got peace at home. Thank the Lord. We got people that's well and nobody's sick. Thank the Lord. Everything. Because I'm going to tell you, and I said it before, I say it again, we're not thankful as we need to be. We live in a world just like this rich man here. He had abundance and what he had was added to. The Bible says here, he thought within himself, says, "What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits?" And he said, "This will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods, and I will say to my soul, 'Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said unto him, 'Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall these things be which thou hast provided?'" Now listen to what the Bible says there is to, he had no thought of God. No thought. He said, I'm going to lay up in my barns greater. I'm going to build bigger barns. He said, I've got it. Why not flown it? I'll tear my barns down. He said, I paid for these barns. I'll pay for the others. I'll tear them down, and I'll build bigger barns, and I'll fill them up. And then I'm going to say to myself, said, take it easy, boy. You got it made. You got it made. And that's the way this old world looks at things today. Said, take it easy. I've got plenty. I've got it made. I don't need nothing else. I've got it made. Not thinking that the Lord's still in control. Look at what the Bible says. He said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of you. Where are you going to stand on that day? God help us. Where are we going to stand on that day? Listen to what the Bible says. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. And we talk about man's way or the rich man's way. Well, this was the rich man's way right here. He was going to build bigger barns, lay up for himself. He was going to take care of himself. And that's all he was concerned with. But the Bible says this is the way of the man of God. God provides for you. God lays things up for you. Because what the Bible said, he loved giving good gifts to his children. He loved giving good gifts to his children. So when we get those good gifts, we ought to thank the Lord and do what? We ought to give back to him. Tithes is part of living for the Lord. You know what stuff? Now you go and stuff, you eat a fine supper, and they'll want 15-20%, maybe more than that. And I'm saying pay them. Don't be ugly with them and stuff. They've waited on you sorry self. So pay them. Pay them and stuff. You know, a lot of places, that's all they get. That's all they get. So pay them. But the Lord don't ask for 10%. 10%, that's all he asks for and stuff. And listen, if we can't give him 10%, we need to check up. You know what? We give him 10%, and you know what he does? He takes that 10%, and he blesses us with that. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give you a little example. I'm not going to call nothing as to far as goes what happened. But I've had two incidents happen in my life that cost me a fair sum of money. I didn't ask for those things happening. I mean, I'm going to tell you something now. I'm just going to be honest with you. And I ain't crying on your shoulder. Don't misunderstand me. Now, I'm a poor boy. I'm a poor boy. You ain't going to see me at none of these fancy banquets. I just ain't going to make it. As Jerry Clower said, oh, I ain't going to be there. But the good Lord is good to me. You know what? I pay my bills every month. You know that? And those two things that cost me those large sums of money, you know I had that money back. Before I know where it come from, and to tell you the truth, I still don't know how I got that money back in the bank and stuff, you know. Now, I'm just sharing that with you because that's a fact. That's a fact. Said, oh, you believe in that fantasy stuff. No, I believe in the Lord. I praise his holy name because he's good to me. I'm not worth his mercy. I'm not worth his grace. I'm not worth his kindness. But he's good to me. He takes care of me when I'm not worthy to be taken care of. The Bible says, consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are you better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothe the grass which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of a doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now listen what the Bible says. It says, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. It didn't say it might be. It didn't say it could be. It said it shall be. I'm still standing on the Word of God. I still believe what the Bible says. I still trust in what the Lord says, and the Lord is going to take care of me. It may not be the way that I think it ought to be and stuff, but He's still going to be there in the end to take care of me. Let's look at Luke 16. Verse 19. He said, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. Another rich man. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores. And being desired to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table, moreover the dogs came and licked his sores. All the man wanted was the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. And I don't read anything here that says he ever got it. I don't read anything there that says he ever got those crumbs. Or that the rich man even knew his name in that sense right here where we're reading now. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus. Now he knew who he was. He said, send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thou good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. And then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou would sendest him to my father's house. For I have five brethren that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. He said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went up to them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto them, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Another way that a rich man lived, he ignored what was going on around him, and all he cared about was for himself. But church, I want to tell you something. As I read this scripture right here in this story, and I've never thought about it before, but I thought about it when I was studying for this lesson. We the rich people here, and the beggars are the people of the world. You hear what I'm telling you? They don't know it. But they need to be fed from the crumbs that fall from the master's table. That troubled me and it worried me as I began to read that, because here was this rich man and stuff. He wanted that Father Abraham to send Lazarus back. He said, send him back to him to talk. And I wondered how many people are in hell. They had the opportunity to just come back and tell a loved one, you don't want to come here. You don't want to be here. I trouble my spirit. And it troubled my soul because I've got loved ones that's lost and undone. In church, we need to be spending our time in the altars, in the prayer closets, praying for the loss of this world. Praying that God would give us wisdom An opportunity as we live every day to tell a lost and a dying world about a Savior that died on an old rugged cross. That ought to be the strongest thing in our heart, is just to be able, as we live day by day, to tell somebody, do you know about Jesus? Are you lost and undone? Are you saved? I'm not saying they're not going to make fun of you. I've had people tell me some awful things. But God, help us. Help us to reach out to a lost and a dying world and talk to them about Jesus, because we don't do like we need to do. We don't pray like we need to pray. God, help us. Help us, Jesus. Let's look at the book of 1 Timothy. Chapter 6. Give me verse 6. He said, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Listen to what the scripture says. How sweet and how simple. But godliness with contentment is great gain. We need godliness in our lives. We need that in our lives every day that we live, church. Every day that we live, we need to be godlike. We need to seek to be godlike. We need to strive to be like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. Now listen to what the scripture says. And this is God's word. This is not Lee. He said, but they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Then we look over at verse 17, same chapter. Paul writing to Timothy, he was talking to the church. Now, listen to what he says. He said, charge them that are rich in this world. So you see, God blesses the way he sees fit, according to your abilities, according to what you can handle. But he said, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded. That's way up on the ladder. Nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things. Listen to what the Bible says. Who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. God meant for us to have a pleasant life and a peaceful life. And for what God has given us, for we to be able to enjoy those things, because He loved us and He cared for us. Brother Mike, I'm going to stop there tonight.
Think about right there, the way man's chasing the almighty dollar nowadays. I thought about a